CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to Future CEOs. My name is Gareth Armstrong, and you're joining us this afternoon. Why? Because, well, you've probably heard the brand Future CEO, and you think to yourself, hey, I'm a future CEO. But what does that actually mean? It means you are a young, up-and-coming either entrepreneur who wants to grow their business, or you're sitting in a corporate somewhere and you want to fast-track your career. Either way, we share on this show and we bring guests on air who are here to help you do exactly that, grow your business or fast-track your career. Welcome. Unfortunately, you're not going to hear the voice of my lovely co-host, Lubian Boyer, for this session. Unfortunately, she's not going to be joining us, but we are joined by another lovely lady who is all the way here from France. And so what that really means is I've no idea how to pronounce her name properly. So we're going to ask her to introduce herself, but very, very quickly. What in the world do you think a cognac brand, high-class, prestigious cognac brand, has to do with a film? A film directed by Robert Rodriguez and starring and produced by John Malkovich. Big brands all round. Caroline, welcome to Future CEOs. And we're going to start with that question, but please introduce yourself and don't let me butcher your name.
So my name is Caroline Sarro Le Carpentier.
Okay.
I'm Parisian.
I'm glad I didn't try because I wouldn't have got it right. So you're the global comms director for Louis...
Louis XIII.
I'm going to say 13th. Just quickly tell us a little bit about the brand and then a little bit about yourself. And then let's go into that question of this cognac brand and this movie.
Gary, thank you for inviting me here. It's a big honor to try to speak and to give some insight for the people who are listening to you. Talking about the beginning, who is or what is Louis XIII Cognac? Louis XIII Cognac is a brand that was created in 1874.
Oh, wow, okay.
It's a very old brand, but the very typical things about it is it takes 100 years to take and to create one decanter of Louis XIII.
100 years?
Yeah, 100 years.
That's amazing.
Because definitely there is four different generations of cellar master who worked step after step on the liquid of Louis XIII. It means that the current cellar master is using some eau de vie that has been selected 100 years before.
Amazing.
And part of the eau de vie that has been selected 100 years before are potentially in the blend today. And the role and the mission of our cellar master today will be to prepare the heritage for tomorrow by selecting the eau de vie coming from grapes to let them age patiently during 40 years old minimum. And this eau de vie will be part of a blend minimum in 40 years old, but potentially in 100 years. This is the reason why it takes 100 years to make one decanter of Louis XIII.
It's a very interesting brand to be involved in, an interesting business, because a lot of people, they like to be able to see the fruit of their labor right there, right now. In this particular instance, you have to be very, very patient.
Gary, you are saying exactly what is the heart of this project, this creative project, is completely countercultural. It means today we are all the time in instant gratification. Everything is sudden, you are running all the time, your iPhone and all the digital aspects on your life, making everything very quick. Today, we are creating what we could call positive frustration. You have to wait. Our cellar master must wait. He's like a cathedral builder. He never sees the result of his work.
I don't know how I feel about that. I hear you on instant gratification, and in fact, I think my phone's going off with messages right now, and I'm itching to see them. But in this particular instance, we have to wait. I guess then that's a really nice golden thread between this film, because there's also a waiting period to see this film, which is pretty much close to 100 years as well. Is that right?
Yeah, not 100 years now. It's 99 years.
99 exactly. Years in order to see this film produced by
exactly.
John Malkovich.
So I'm sorry to say, Gary, that you will not be there. I will not.
Well, I mean, we never know what happens to technology.
Potentially, but even the people who will see the movie are not born yet. So I do not know if you have some kids already.
I do not have kids.
Okay, it's time to do some because
I have to wait a little, otherwise, but sure, yes, yes.
So with this idea of 100 years in the making, we came and see John Malkovich telling the story of the time it takes to create a decanter. And he told her that it was absolutely unexpected as a proposal to make a movie that nobody will see.
Yeah.
And he engaged himself at 100%. The issue in it is nobody saw the movie.
Sure.
He created it with Robert Rodriguez.
Yes.
Award-winner movie director.
Fantastic individual to work with.
Exactly. Robert Rodriguez, and both of them were very inspired by that, and they decided to create a movie, to shoot a movie inspired by the time. And it's all about the vision, the personal vision of John Malkovich about what will be the future in 100 years.
Yeah, and that's really the title of the movie, isn't it? It's 100 years, the movie you'll never
exactly
see.
Exactly.
So you are here, you're in South Africa now promoting this film. We want to pull it back here on Future CEOs to understand why. Is this you guys trying to rebrand by associating with the film? What's going on here?
That's a good question. We have two choices. The first choice, when you want to the people be aware about what you are, you could do a big advertising campaign, some advertising in the traditional or digital media with key information on it. We decided to go for more imagination, to run something completely new, never seen before. And we were inspired by the word of the cellar master. When we met him, he told us all the time that it takes 100 years. He said, 100 years, 100 years. What can we do with that? And suddenly came this idea of making this movie. I think we are really respect our client by doing this kind of campaign, because we are giving something more generous than just only an advertising campaign. It triggers imagination, it triggers your frustration also,
and
it helps you to imagine what could be your life, and potentially to ask yourself the question, what is my heritage for the generation to come?
These are great questions to be asking, I mean, and potentially great feelings to be feeling as well, especially given some of the insight that you've shared around this instant thing. I mean, we sometimes just live in the now and we don't try and look forward.
Yeah, there is that. Sorry to interrupt, also about transparency. We are today in a uber transparent world. Everything must be aware about everything. Today we are re-injecting a bit of mystery.
Yes.
We say, but on that side, you will not know.
It stirs emotion, doesn't it? Mystery.
Yeah, it's all about time also and patience.
Patience, yes.
Dedication to time. A bit of thrilling also. Ambitious. And luxury, definitely.
Caroline, as you sit here, you are the Global Communications Director for a luxury brand. Tell us a little bit about why this particular kind of strategy that you are employing here is so unique, especially given what you've seen through your history.
It's really a big advantage to work for a brand who has such history and such roots. It means that my job is quite easy. It's just to reinvent or try to modernize what happened before, or try to rejuvenate something from the history. I'm not going to creating trends. I'm not creating news. I'm just reinterpret the past and the history of the brand. So just imagine, like, you have all the key and all the solution in the books. You just have to look at them to find the good one and to find the solution. It's a real pleasure for us to have some avant-gardist person who created some amazing things, and to have some milestone that marks new trend in the past. And my job today is try to explain to new consumer that Louis XIII is not an old brand, but it's a timeless brand. And you know, cognac, to be frank with you, cognac, notably in France, only the very connoisseur knows about cognac. But if I continue to talk only to connoisseur, what happens?
Sure.
My brand will die once. So the idea is to rejuvenate all the time. Take the luxury brand today, which are for me really some inspirational brand. Take Hermès, Chanel or Dior, but you can take Apple or the other one, because we are in a lifestyle way of consuming products. they are talking to many different consumers with different distribution network with a different price. It's what we call the mix.
Yep.
Applied to mainstream or luxury brand as we are. And it's a passionate job to do. And is it international? So we have to deal also with your culture, the American culture,
yeah,
Chinese culture, very European one. So we must impose our way of living. By the way, we are French,
mm-hmm,
and what we call the French art de vivre. So we try
Hold on, I like how you bet your eyelids when you say that. Yes.
So the French art de vivre, it's not a dream. That's true. It exists.
Sure.
So we try to implement it quite regularly by respecting also the local culture. Mm. It's very important.
Mm. As you speak about culture and respecting other people's culture, certainly from a communications perspective and a marketing perspective, how do you balance the idea that people protect their cultures instead of pulling in other people's cultures?
Basically, today is difficult to talk about frontier. There is no frontier because of digital, because of the Europe, because of the way how the world goes.
Mm.
So protect your country is fine. But to be open up to the other culture and to open your spirit, meet people, discover, exchange, connect, definitely, and surtout share, and together we will go further. Louis XIII is not only for a selective type of client. And when we decided to launch the campaign 100 Years of Movie You Will Never See, we decided to use digital as the main media to deliver the message. So the message could be in different type, could be in term of text through our press release communication,
mm-hmm,
but also through videos, because John Malkovich created some teasers. He said that because nobody will see my movie,
yeah,
I need to see to let something that people will see, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
So I imagined the world in three different scenarios. The world will be in November 18, 2015. So we have more than 4.5 million views on YouTube on those teasers without any push. It means that it was really an amplification mechanism on that. People found that so funny. Very playfulness.
Mm.
So our objective was to let people be aware about our 100 years in the making. Why only a limited number of people could be aware about that? It's all about cultural also. It's part of your heritage, cultural heritage, and for France, we're quite proud.
So. Very proud, I think. Right. Okay, so you've got this idea, and I'd like to explore that for just two more minutes if we can. You've got a brand that plays in a particular market, but now you're saying you want as many people to hear about that brand as possible. I just want to try and line that up.
For example, do you know about Bugatti? Do you know about Ferrari or Maserati?
Of course I do.
Okay. Do you have one?
A little one on on my shelf somewhere.
Do you have one? You don't.
I do not have a Ferrari. I do not have a Bugatti. And I resent you for asking that question.
It's exactly the same.
Sure.
Exactly the same. Ferrari, everyone knows about this brand. The brand is really appealing because it's all about rarity.
Mm.
One, you do not know how many cars they are able to make every year. It's all about mystification and so far. Voilà. And it's amazing to see how sometimes it's not anymore the brand who is making the deal, it's the client themselves, because they are very true lover of the brand
and they want
to be involved in the story.
Mm.
So Louis XIII, for many years, we say that we are it was a very rare product, basically, because in terms of production, only a very limited grapes. And then the eau de vie can be part of Louis XIII.
Mm.
So this explains the very limited quantity of decanter on the market. But if you continue to work on that, finally, everyone knows that it's very rare. Nobody wants to get it. And everyone wants to wait for the very special occasion to open the decanter.
Yep.
Because it's so rare.
Mm.
But by saying that, it's like a car, even if it's expensive, I want to drive even 5 minutes per day. It's exactly like cognac for Louis XIII. I want my own pleasure for 5 minutes.
A long day, You've been through multiple meetings, multiple interviews like this, and you just want to get home. You just want to sit on a really nice leather wingback couch next to a fire and drink a little bit of cognac. And that cognac's going to be Louis. Trevor, I mean, that's what I'm hearing you say here.
Yeah, it's a pure pleasure, but a daily pleasure. It's for a rare occasion, but it could be for the aperitif before a fine dinner. Mm. It could be at the end of your dinner. It could be to celebrate specific occasion. Mm-hmm. It will be a gift for a wedding. You can invent so many things, but definitely when you offer a decanter of Louis, we are sure that you don't offer only a decanter. You offer story. Mm. You offer time, and you offer a pure moment of tasting also.
I like that. I like the idea that really what you're doing is you're developing a story that you're consuming in that moment. It's a very interesting and important insight and learning for all of our future CEOs listeners.
And you see, to complement what you say, because you're completely right, is when you are meeting some client, we are talking about the perfume of time,
fragrance of time, perfume of time. It's very
it
nice.
Means that when you are your glass, I'm sure you can't wait to have your glass with you. When you have a glass with your Louis XIII, the fragrance is so strong. But it's not strong in terms that it's a burny effect. Mm. It's so strong because it's the explanation, the explosion of aromas due to the time. Mm. And even if when your glass is empty, and this is the moment I prefer in the tasting, when my glass is empty.
Okay.
Because the aromas, the perfume remains in the glass. And this at that time, I said, this is a perfume of time.
Very, very, very nice. We only have a couple more minutes. Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. We do have a large number of young people who are out there who are ambitious. They're striving. They really want to be the best that they can be and do the best that they can do. You're sitting here as a woman with a great deal of experience representing what is really a powerful brand, a luxury brand. What can you share with them? And maybe I should ask the question this way. If you could go back in time, we're talking about time here, and speak to the 21-year-old future CEO you. What would you say to that young person?
But I will say what I say to young students. I say, start to create your own network as soon as possible. Don't wait too much. The CEO today has been your teenager and your colleague 20 years before. So network, connecting, continue to take care of everyone. With kindness.
With kindness, I like that as well.
Really. Will help you to do better. And today you can't do anything alone. Mm. Anything alone. All the time when you need something, you just have to give a call and someone will help you. If you helped me in the past.
Yes, exactly. There's a reciprocation there, right?
But to answer your question, is definitely ideas, motivation, energy, friends are the power for the success.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
It is definitely assist to follow your heart or to follow your conviction, because today there is too many barriers all the time. People explain that it's not possible or things are like that. You can't do.
You can't rise.
No, you can't rise. So you have to be strong and to continue and to trust your ideas, your own conviction. I really trust the conviction, conviction.
Mm. No, really you've got trust. It. Fantastic.
I really trust on that.
Before we part company, there is a preview tomorrow night. I don't understand the preview of a movie that we're going to only see in 100 years' time or 99 years' time. What is happening at the preview of a movie that we actually can't even watch?
Now, I think, Gary, this will be the first one ever, world non-grand premiere. Because people, you have to say to them that they will not see anything.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome.
They do not have to come. There is nothing to see apart. An amazing masterpiece, a true masterpiece, which is The Safe. And The Safe, since November 18 last year, traveled all around the world. He has been exhibited in Tokyo, London, Paris during Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, wow, okay.
And the General Delegate of Film Festival just said that it is the only film in Cannes that nobody wants.
Of course he wants to, because there's all this mystery and all this other stuff that we've been talking about surrounding
After
this.
Los Angeles, New York, The Safe as a masterpiece, the true piece of art, will be in Johannesburg, the iconic city of cinema, and well, only a limited people will be able to see it, and I will open the door, the one I can open, okay, and people will be able to see the film reel behind the bulletproof door with a time code who will go decrease second after second. And I think we are 99 years, a few months and seconds.
Okay, fantastic.
You know that I bring here to show you that to be sure that somebody will attend the screening in 99 years now, we made 1,000 metal tickets to 1,000 high influencer worldwide. And here I bring mine for you to show.
Fantastic.
Because I am the producer of the movie, I have my ticket.
Yes, of course.
And the ticket is numbered. And he said, Louis XIII cordially invite Caroline Sarreau for the worldwide screening of 100 years, November 18, 2115, in Cognac.
This is it's an incredible thing. A ticket for your descendant, a ticket for your posterity. The only problem with this, of course, is you probably can't fake it very easily. So otherwise,
you can't because they have some ticket.
Exactly.
Well,
we wish you all the best for the event tomorrow evening. Good luck with the preview.
Yeah.
But we're very, very grateful to have had you on. Thank you very much for sharing your insight and your time with us. We look forward to seeing more of Louis XIII. How bad am I butchering it?
No, that's good. A lot of progress in the beginning.
Louis XIII. But we look forward to seeing more from your brand in the future. I'll say it that way. Thank you.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.